Game 3, Raptors-Wizards tonight down in Washington. You can also hear right here on TSN 1050. And to tee that game up, we're joined now by our TSN NBA analyst and former Raptors assistant coach. Here's Tom Stirner. How you doing, Tom?
Guys, how you doing? It's great to have be on the show here.
Yeah, thank you very much for doing this. We're looking forward to Game 3 tonight. For me, I mean, this is it. If the Raptors win tonight, I think they just dummy them in four. I think the Wizards, they just... There's something poisonous behind the scenes there. So I feel like the Raptors are going into this thinking, this is the series tonight. If we win tonight, it's over. And it will be over in four. How have you reacted to the first two games, and how does it make you feel about the way tonight will play out?
Well, I think the interesting thing about tonight is Washington will view this game just exactly as you're presenting it, as a do-or-die situation. I think one of the things that happens when teams get into those positions early on, especially, you're going to see an emotional lift with them coming out. They're going to try to come out, and emotionally, the crowd will be into it. The players will be hyped up, and it's how the veterans on the Toronto team weather the storm, so to speak, and be able to not get discombobulated by what happens at the beginning of the game and play the game out, because, again, it's a very, very long game, as we know. So I'm anticipating that. I looked at Bradley Beal's face the other night on television when they had decidedly been out of the game. He looked disappointed. He looked upset. And so I would expect him to come out and try to do something. Wall has been consistent and been playing hard. So, yes, I agree with you. If tonight the Raptors can come and eliminate the Wizards, yeah, it looks very well for them.
You just mentioned Bradley Beal. He came out with some comments today saying his coach apologized to him. It was a bit of a sewer job. I've never really seen, like, it seemed like a confidential conversation where the player coach, and he came with the heat to the media. What do you make of that? I mean, to me, it's beyond a low blow.
Yeah, and finger pointing at this point in time doesn't do anything, you know, for anybody. And you mentioned at the beginning, if that's going on in the background, where all of a sudden they're not unified in terms of how they perceive the locker room, the coaching staff, then all of a sudden that's just a bad situation. I mean, you've got to go into every game, everybody all hands on deck and all rooting for one another, pulling for one another, and no finger pointing, because that certainly will demise any team, whether you're good or bad.
Yeah, I mean, we played the clip earlier. If you haven't heard it, Bradley Beal was chatting at shoot-around this morning, and he said he outed Scott Brooks. He outed him and said Brooks came to him and apologized for not getting him enough touches through the first couple of games. And that speaks volumes to me about what this team has been through down in Washington the previous couple of months, dating back to the John Wall injury, where they all sewered him online and post-game interviews, and John Wall went back at them, and Marcin Gortat was in the middle of it, and we don't even know if he's going to start tonight. I just think Washington, they're loaded with talent, but they feel like a team that is going to be blown up in like a week.
Yeah, and certainly that's a bad situation, and you don't like to see that with any team. Fortunately for the Raptors, like I say, it's not the case, and they are all on the same page. But when you hear comments like that, you got to think like there is an imminent, some things that are going to probably happen right after the series is over. But you can't win that way. You know, it's too difficult a game. There's too many things that you have to rely on one another and trust one another. And when you don't do that and you break that down, nothing good can come from that.
With Tom Stirner, former Raptors assistant coach, our TSN NBA analyst. Game 3 tonight, Raptors Wizards down in Washington. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Again, it sounds as if Gortat, he may start, he may not. His minutes may be reduced. If he ends up out of the game in a non-factor, do you expect Valanciunas to get 20, 25 minutes, which is about all he's getting? Do you think he'll get less? Do you think he'll get more? How do you see Valanciunas playing in tonight?
I don't think the Raptors want to change any of the chemistry or any of the things that are going on, because they're the team that's being successful right now. JD's been effective to start the games. His energy, his running the floor, his defensive presence, gives Kyle and DeMar great guys to throw the ball to on pick and roll situations. The other night, it was really kind of interesting to see Washington go small late in the game. And they actually made a little run for a bit. But the one thing that the Raptors did was answer that run, and DeMar especially answered that run late in the game with 7 straight points, and then it was like a 6 or 7 point game, blew open to 18, and then the game was over. And that's one of the things that in the past Toronto struggled with Washington was just in the fact of that small ball. I know when I was there and Pierce was there, we just had a hard time matching up. Now, with the roster the way it is currently, they can play small ball, and they proved it the other night in game two with an effective run late in the game.
It's also game three tonight in Indiana, Pacers-Cavs. And as we know, the Pacers got a split in Indiana. They almost went home up 2-0. If they find a way to beat LeBron tonight and beat the Cavs tonight, what kind of ripple effect do you think that'll have on the Eastern Conference?
Oh, that'll have a huge one because in a split in the first series, you know, in the first games, anytime you do that, game three becomes the pivotal game. That becomes the one that really stands out. I know you could say the same thing would be true on a 2-0 lead, but in a 1-1 series, game three is the pivotal one. And the fact that LeBron had to put out that much effort, that much energy to get them a 3-point win at home on the second night after Indiana came out so impressively bodes well for the Indiana Pacers. I think they come home, and just like I expect Washington tonight, I think Indiana will have an emotional lift right from the very start. And it'll be interesting to see how well Oladipo can continue to carry. And it will be interesting to see if LeBron goes out with that 20 points again in the first quarter, because that's what they need in order for them to win. Otherwise, I see the Pacers carrying the series.
Thank you, Tom. Enjoy it tonight. We'll do it again soon.
Guys, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
There's Tom Stoerner, former assistant coach of the Raptors and our TSN 1050 Raptors and NBA analyst.
I don't know if we call him a friend of the show, but he's a friend of mine. Yeah. I like that guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah, brings energy,
good,
too.
Yeah, he's good answers.
I agree. He's fired up. Willing to say what's on his mind, too. He doesn't sugarcoat anything.